Remember in the presidential debate when Mitt Romney said, "A woman from Ohio grabbed my arm and told me I've been out of work since May. Can you help me?" A compelling image, and it made us think of another one, the distraught woman who spoke to Romney during the Iowa caucuses, an exchange caught by television cameras and featured on networks like ABC. Here's reporter David Muir talking to Diane Sawyer.
I wanted to show you a moment here earlier today, a supporter approaching Romney saying, if you are elected, if you're sent to Washington, you've got to do something about the job. She doesn't have one, or her husband does not have one, and neither of them have health care. Here's what she said to the former governor.
Please, if you win, if you go on to Washington, D.C., just save the small families of America. We're just falling apart.
So moving to listen to that woman, and we thank you, David Muir, but I want to go to...
Moving, but not true. The woman is an actress. Some of the cameras trailing her are shooting a mockumentary about a part-time home health care nurse with a big heart whose fierce devotion to her church and the Tea Party are tested. When her husband loses his job, they lose their health insurance. She discovers a lump in her breast and her husband in a gay bar. She hates Obamacare, but she can't get answers about health care from the real Republican candidates. Janine from Des Moines is the creation of actress Jane Edith Wilson and filmmaker Grace Lee, and they join us now from KPCC in Pasadena, California. Jane, you are a progressive Christian from Iowa. Your character Janine is far to the right. Your portrayal is often so sympathetic you made me cry, but this is called a mockumentary. Are you mocking her?
I'd like to think that when I approach a character, especially when I'm creating myself, I always want to come from a place of love, of kindness towards the character. I had no desire to do a character like this and poke fun at her or make her some sort of cartoon character. And I feel like, you know, the character of Janine and I have a lot in common. I'm married. I have a child. I'm a Christian. I'm from Iowa. I think that she does, you know, when Michelle Bachmann takes her hands and says, you care a lot about your country and you care a lot about your family, those are things I can very much relate to, and I think that that's something we have in common.
Well, you know, we want to hear some of that scene with Michelle Bachmann. Again, the very real Michelle Bachmann on the campaign trail in the primaries. She meets up with Janine from Des Moines, who she thinks it's Janine from Des Moines. It's actually you. Janine had approached Michelle Bachmann at an event, and Michelle asked her to sit down in a diner and held her hand while they talked in front of the cameras. Let's listen to just a portion.
But we had real good health care, and then my
what was his job?
He was a trucker. He worked for a truck, but he's been laid off, and we had health care through the company that hired him, and now we have no health care.
Yeah,
and we have some health concerns right now in our family.
Sure.
And I called the doctor that we are. Primary care, and he will not see us without the insurance.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't know where we're supposed to go. People who don't have any health care insurance, what are we supposed to do?
It goes back to the fact that we've got to have a pro-growth economy. We have to.
But
because
when you
have health care, you have to have a job. You have to have a job to be able to pay for it.
So again, Jane Edith Wilson playing Janine from Des Moines, speaking with Michelle Bachmann there. What was Jane Wilson thinking when she heard these words from Michelle Bachmann to this obviously distraught woman?
Well, you know, after I get past the moment of having sort of an out-of-body experience that she's sitting down with me and buying me a cup of coffee, you know, Janine is hearing her and thinking, oh, she's being nice to me. She's not, you know, she's holding my hand. She's listening to me. But Jane is thinking, I'm not hearing any answers. She has no specifics for her. She never really engages with Janine about the specifics of what she's asking. I mean, just a simple phrase, well, you know, to have health care, you got to have a job. I think that that's what this film, we're sort of challenging that concept, you know. Why do you? Why, you know, everybody in their lifetime goes through a period of time where they're out of work. And I don't understand why it's acceptable in America that, oh, well, you know, you're going to be doubly punished now. You've not only lost your job, but now you don't get health care, too. So you better get back on the stick, or if you get sick, you're just out of luck.
Well, and Jane, I'd asked you where you found this character. You literally, when you were staying in character, milling about trying to see the candidates, you actually met some people who had the same problem Janine from Des Moines had.
Yes, yes. There was one point where I was in a Hot Wings place in Ames waiting for Rick Santorum. And a woman sat down next to me, and you know, a huge Santorum fan, and she said to me that she had been in the emergency room many times in the last few months and had racked up $20,000 in bills, and she was going to try and negotiate with the hospital to pay it off over time. She just hates Obamacare and loves Rick Santorum.
What's interesting with this film, it's almost like an elongated improv for Jane. You know, for hours on end, she had to be in character with regular citizens telling her that they were exactly in the same boat.
Well, let's listen to another moment when a woman approaches Janine. They're now at a Newt Gingrich event. He tells Janine litigation reform and group health plans will help her. She's baffled. Another woman, who appears to be another conservative voter checking out candidates, comes up and tells Janine that buying into the group health plan thing, that's Obamacare. Let's listen.
I still don't understand how you're supposed to buy into a plan if you have, like...
That's part of the new health care bill, though.
Really?
Yes.
He didn't say that. I'm sorry, I'm a little hot. I think I'm going to get some hot air.
So they move outside, and the woman who's just said, you know, that's part of the new health care bill, continues her talk. And this is so impossible for Janine to take in because she so hates Obamacare. Let's listen.
I called my doctor because I need to have a mammogram.
Yes, your insurance could pay. My mammograms weren't paid for. My yearly exams were not paid for. And now they are.
But you know what they told me? You know what they told me to go, where to go to get a free mammogram? They told me to go to Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood? Yeah. my son's a type 1 diabetic. Uh-huh. He's got a pre-existing condition. He's a senior in high school. He wouldn't have been covered, you know? But now he'll be able to have coverage.
Okay.
Because of
Obamacare?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so Janine is repulsed by this and the thought of going to Planned Parenthood. Grace Lee, is that woman real?
Yes, that woman is real. I mean, this is how amazing so many things happened. You know, Janine asked Newt Gingrich she's very distressed at this moment with what's happening to her. And as we were filming, we expected Janine, you know, she's very hot. She might go outside and just get a breath of fresh air. But this woman sort of interjected into our filmmaking process and wanted to help Janine. And it was a really amazing moment. She's just a resident of Creston, Iowa, who ended up hearing Janine say something to Newt, gave her her personal phone number and said, "You're just misinformed. You need to know what's available to you."
And again, she's there to check out the Republican candidates, but she's not hearing what she wants to hear either. But okay, this is where the questions come up. You know, in fact, I think you heard it at the Toronto Film Festival when people stood up after screenings and said, "This is deceitful." You know, Grace, you respond to that first. You're not just having the candidates, but you're having real people interact with someone who's not who she really presents herself to be. Or as Kathy Obradovich of the Des Moines Register writes, after she interviewed Janine, not knowing that she was actually an actress, people don't know who to trust anyway. And then you throw this in the mix.
You know, our response to that is, you know, this is part of where politics is today. There's so much sort of scripted stuff going on with politicians, and it's all sort of performance on one level or another. I mean, when we first decided to make the Iowa caucus as the backdrop for this story, it is a kind of media circus with cameras everywhere. And, you know, we wanted to have a conversation with our fellow Americans about where we are. So maybe some people take offense to our tactics, but on the other hand, none of the politicians are saying things that they don't believe. You know, we were just in Des Moines because a movie played in Des Moines, Iowa, and we met both the woman from Creston, Iowa, who was thrilled to be part of the film, as well as Kathy Obradovich from the Des Moines Register. She actually went to high school with Jane and didn't recognize her. And she really responded well to the film. She told us that she was expecting to hate the movie, but she actually liked it and is encouraging people to go.
Well, we'll have more on Janine from Des Moines in a minute, here and now. Welcome back to our conversation with director Grace Lee and actress Jane Edith Wilson about their new film, Janine from Des Moines, a fictional story set in the very real Iowa caucuses about a conservative woman whose husband loses his job and their health care. She gets breast cancer and can't get answers from the candidates. Here she speaks with Mitt Romney.
Everything
so
is
sorry.
Falling apart in our lives.
I really want to help.
I believe in you, but we need answers. We need jobs and we need health care.
We've been talking about another scene in which a real woman whose son has a pre-existing condition explains to Janine how Obamacare will help her, something the very conservative Janine is repulsed by. So, Jane Wilson, how did you stay in character?
It was really hard, but also kind of thrilling because I knew eventually when the film came out, we would tell her and, you know, we would have a dialogue between Jane and her and not Janine. Grace went on to interview her singularly, and I have to wander away because Grace and I never acted like we were together. It always seemed like I was just doing this, and then this camera came in to ask me questions wherever we went. And so I had to sort of move off and be on my own. But before I made my way back to my van by myself, her husband and son were standing off camera. And I said, "Are you related to her?" And they said, "Yes." You know, I said, "She's awfully nice. You know, she was awfully nice." She gave me her home phone number and said, "Please call me. I'm going to be worried about you if you don't call me. And because I want to help you." And it was just really amazing. And I felt guilty. I would see the pamphlet, the Gingrich pamphlet, for months afterwards with her home phone number on it, and feel so guilty because I thought, you know, she's such a nice person. I bet she's worried about me. And of course, when we met her again on Saturday evening, she said, yes, she had been worried about me and wondering how I was doing. She's a lovely woman.
Did you wonder about whether the candidates worried about you? Michelle Bachmann was very consoling. All of the candidates seemed nice to Jeanine, but one thing we noticed, none of them. Now, we've been out on the campaign trail, and what you usually see with a candidate is that they're walking with an entourage, and when they come across a person like Jeanine, who is getting increasingly unhinged, they turn to an aide and say, get her number, we're going to help her. Not one of the candidates ever offered to contact you or follow up with you.
Not one. Not a single one. And, you know, I had a fake Iowa phone number and a fake address and everything, and a fake Facebook and email and everything. So there's no reason why they couldn't have contacted me. And I think the closest we got was the guy who assists on the ground for Rick Perry in Iowa took my phone number because, you know, I didn't get to speak to him personally, and I was upset about that. Yeah. And he said, oh, I'll make sure somebody from the campaign calls you and catches up with you because you seem very distressed. Yeah. And then I never heard from them either.
We were waiting, actually, for somebody to call. We were hoping, you know, somebody might, you know, be interested in Jeanine. You know, we fully expected people to contact Jeanine, especially when she had that moment with Mitt Romney on the day of the caucuses. And then it ended up on ABC World News Tonight.
Yeah, you'd think that that would be the heart of a campaign ad. You know, here's what President Obama has done to this poor woman. But on the other hand, Jane, I'm wondering, too, was there a little bit of piling on? Jeanine hates Planned Parenthood. But then they are the only ones who will care for her and what turns out to be her breast cancer. She hates the gay lifestyle. Her husband becomes one. Even her daughter becomes a vegan. You know, is there just a little bit of piling on here?
You know, sometimes we worried about that. But there are a lot of issues that do pile onto people all at once. And I think they have in this country. As far as the Planned Parenthood issue is concerned, we did our due diligence on that. The hospital in Des Moines that takes people who are living at the poverty level, I called them up when they found out how much money Jeanine and Fred had made that year before he lost his job and also their taxes from the 2 years previous. She would be ineligible for state aid to get served. And they said to me on the phone, you might want to go to Planned Parenthood because they've got a Komen grant there and they'll probably be able to help you.
The Komen Searching for the Cure breast cancer organization.
The gay issue was the one that we probably went back and forth on the most because we thought that was, you know, maybe a bridge too far. This issue is so important to me in Iowa because Iowa does have gay marriage right now, and the religious right in Iowa has joined forces with the conservative movement in Iowa. 2 years ago in 2010, they managed to unseat three of the Supreme Court justices that voted in favor of gay marriage in Iowa. If they manage to unseat the fourth one, which they're going after this November, they can actually get away with overturning gay marriage in Iowa. And that's, I guess it's an issue that is so vital, so important to me. I as a Christian, really believe very strongly in marriage equality. As I like to say, I'm for marriage equality because of my faith, not in spite of it. Mm. So it was just an issue I didn't think we could abandon. And, yeah. I guess we will risk criticism that there's too much piling on, but it was such an important issue we kept it in the film.
Well, and just one last question, Jane, about your Jeanine as you create her and as she becomes increasingly unhinged. Is there also a little whiff of the, you know, that phrase, clinging to their guns and their beliefs? In her. What is it you want people to know about Jeanine?
You know, as somebody who's a very progressive person, sometimes I find myself in the middle of a progressive liberal echo chamber, and I'm so caught up in, you know, my ideology that I forget to put it down for a second and just stay fluid and open to everybody. And there something about the process of making this film really brought that to the forefront with me. I think that Jeanine is like anybody who has just, dived into an ideology, a feeling. These are my principles. These are my morals. This is where I stand. And there's something a little embarrassing when you have to face down everything you believe in and say, maybe this isn't working for my life. I think everybody has those moments of clarity on bigger and smaller levels. And it's one of the reasons why we didn't think Jeanine should do this 180 and suddenly be campaigning for Obama at the end of the movie.
Oh, she does not give up her beliefs as she walks
off
with
not.
Barely nothing. But I guess, you know, have you heard from conservative Tea Party members who say, wait a second, I'm not losing my house. My husband isn't gay. I don't have cancer and no health insurance. I still believe what I believe.
We would love to hear from them. That's what we're waiting to hear from. We made this film to start a conversation, and we hope to have it, you know, on many different levels with many different people.
That's filmmaker Grace Lee. The film she's talking about is the mockumentary Janine from Des Moines. We've also been speaking with actress Jane Edith Wilson, who plays Janine. Thank you both.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
So the film is showing in some select theaters, and it will be available on iTunes after its premiere in New York this Friday. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Still ahead, make a list, start an argument. Rolling Stone did just that with its list of 100 rock guitars of all time. That's after the news, Here and Now.